Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is the Wishing You Well podcast, and I am your host, Maria Patrick. I'm a health and wellness coach, and I come to you weekly with ideas, inspiration, and information so that you can improve your health as well as boost your lifespan and your health span. Today, we are going to talk about the state of California and two stories that recently had the state trending in the news. One is that just this week, I'm sure you heard about it, a law took effect in California which raised the minimum wage from $16 to $20 per hour for fast food workers. This means that over 500,000 employees are about to see a bump in their paychecks. The employees impacted have said that this wage increase is long overdue, and I'm sure we can all agree that the increased pay is much needed as well as very well deserved. It's not without its controversies, however, since many businesses are saying that the increased minimum wage could end up leading to layoffs. But that, my friends, is a topic for another day. Today, I want to talk to you about the other piece of legislation that put California in the headlines. A state assemblyman introduced legislation on Monday, which would give employees not only permission, but legalize their right to disconnect from work after hours. Do you have a boss that emails you about work after hours and on the weekends? Have you ever said to yourself, there ought to be a law against that? If your answer to these questions is yes, then you will be happy to hear about this proposed legislation. And if you don't live in California, I'm sure you're hoping that this will catch on and come to your state. If enacted, the legislation will prohibit your boss from having an all-access pass to your time. In the United States, we're actually several years behind other countries on this issue. 7 years ago, a law went into effect in France that gives workers the legal right to avoid responding to work emails or texts at night and on the weekends. In California, the superhero working on this issue is Matt Haney, who is a San Francisco Democrat. His bill would give employees a right to disconnect from emails, texts, and calls after work hours. Assemblyman Haney said that the fact that we all have smartphones has blurred the boundary lines between our work lives and our home lives. He was quoted as saying, workers shouldn't be punished for not being available 24/7 if they're not being paid for 24 hours of work. People have to be able to spend time with their families without being constantly interrupted at the dinner table or at their kid's birthday party and worried about their phones and responding to work. He recently introduced this bill. It's known as the Disconnecting from Work Bill. And as I said before, it will make it illegal for businesses to contact employees via email or instant message when they are off duty, on vacation, using personal days, or homesick. Absent having legislation to make this happen, what are the ways in which we can disconnect from work, school, and other obligations? Should you let your cell phone battery drain down and hide the power cord from yourself? Do you need to put an out-of-office auto response on your email and ignore all incoming email for a few days? Perhaps, like me, you have a no-phones policy for family meals and outings. If only it was actually that easy to unplug. I really do understand how impractical this is. There have been days where if I had not checked my email at 6 a.m., I would not have known that my son's 7 a.m. band practice had been canceled for the day. Or there was a time when my family and I were on vacation, and it was mid-week in our vacation. We were away from home, and one of my son's teachers emailed several homework assignments that were due the morning that school resumed. Had we not been plugged in and regularly checking our emails, we would have missed these important notifications. So while we may not be able to completely disconnect, we should be able to frame boundaries that allow us to separate work time from personal time. We often hear it said that millennials and Generation X and Zs, they interact more with their phones and apps than they do with people. It is not uncommon to be out somewhere and look across a restaurant, for instance, and see the familiar glow of cell phones being used. And I am always saddened when I see tables where there is little or no eye contact or conversation. Our so-called smartphones are making us more sheltered, isolated, less independent, and studies have shown actually making us more depressed. Because we are tethered to these devices, there have been studies that say that we spend an average of 4.1 hours checking our phones and email each day. Do the math. That's almost 30 hours per week and 1,500 hours per year. What would you do if you were given 4 extra hours every day? Would you read more, maybe sleep more, maybe exercise more? Could you take your dog for a second or third walk? Perhaps you'd have the time to cook a healthy meal or spend more time doing something fun with your family and friends. Instead of feeling pressured by the immediacy of our inboxes and checking our emails dozens of times throughout the day, perhaps you can schedule official email times for yourself, similar to the office hours that our professors offered when we were back in college. If we made a promise to ourselves to only check our emails at 3 or 4 specific times throughout the day, we would have a better handle on our attention and our focus, as well as on our emotions, all of which get realigned and taxed by the constant adrenaline rush of the "you've got mail" chime on our phones. This approach wouldn't completely eliminate dealing with emails, which I think is the universal time killer. But perhaps it would help us to get a better handle on something that has become so completely draining. I think that there are many benefits of having what is essentially a mini computer with us at all times. I love when my phone reminds me every hour to drink water or take deep breaths. I love having a way to track my steps and my food intake. I think it's great that my husband and children are able to reach me whenever they need me. And I also really enjoy having the ability to Google any question that pops into my mind. However, as we all know, there are drawbacks to being constantly connected, and those drawbacks seem to far outweigh the benefits. We no longer feel as if we can go out to dinner or to the gym or to a movie or even to bed without completely remaining accessible to the outside world, just in case we're needed for something. Well, today, I am granting you permission to disconnect. While I am not in a position to enact legislation to empower my prescription, nor will a note from me mean anything to your boss, I want you to take the steps necessary to disconnect and unplug, even if it's just for a brief period of time every day. You absolutely need to do this to refresh your energy, refocus yourself, and stop running yourself ragged on autopilot. While it's not socially or professionally acceptable in every country to take an afternoon siesta and completely unplug, the people with whom we are in regular contact may begin to get the message and soon notice that if they reach out at certain times of the day, they will get a less than immediate response from you than they would during other times. The only way that we are going to be able to change the expectations that people have of us is to change our own behaviors. We need to stop responding immediately to every email that we receive. Perhaps we can create a template for business emails that you can easily customize to save you time on each response. Maybe you can only respond to those emails or texts that warrant a response. We should turn off the alerts on our phones that ping us every time someone sends a provocative tweet or the meteorologist changed the weather forecast. You may have to take baby steps to enact these changes. After all, our addiction to our devices did not happen overnight. I do promise you that the more time you spend disconnected, the easier it will become to do so. You may actually find that you're less anxious, have less stress, and have gained more free time. I think that would be the ultimate goal. Being disconnected may actually make you feel more connected to yourself, to your loved ones, and to the activities that ignite your passion. You will be feeling so much better that when someone asks you why it seems to be taking you longer than usual to get back to them, you'll have a guilt-free response when you tell them that you were given strict instructions from your health coach to unplug. I want to thank you for spending time with me today. Remember that I am here to support you on your health and healing journey. You can book an online health coaching session with me using the special discounted rate that I offer only for my podcast listeners. It's called the Wishing You Well Special, and you can link to it in the description box of this episode. You can also use the link in the description box to purchase my self-care manual, which includes over 100 suggestions for things that you can do to take better care of yourself with those extra hours in the day that you are about to reclaim. I would be very grateful if you would please help me to help more people by sharing this episode with someone. Maybe you can leave a review for the podcast. That would be helpful. Commenting, liking, and doing all of the things to help move the Wishing You Well podcast up the charts so it'll get noticed and more people will see it. I will speak with you again soon. Until then, I hope that this coming week, you begin to give yourself permission to unplug, cast away the guilt, and spend some time focusing on yourself and your personal health and well-being. I will be doing the same. And while I'm doing so, as always, I will be wishing you well.